So maybe we can kind of get into that by, in terms of actual management of patients, some of the cases that you brought in here today. Steve, maybe we can start out with your 68-year-old man. If you could just sort of briefly talk a little bit about how he presented.
So this was a 68-year-old individual. He was diagnosed with Waldenstrom's after he came in with a hive-like rash. And he had blood testing that showed that he had an elevated total protein and he had an IgM monoclonal protein. He was determined to have a total serum IgM level of about 1,250 with a normal hematocrit. His physician locally elected to do a bone marrow biopsy that showed 20% involvement with lymphoplasmacytic cells. And at that time, the MYD88 status was not determined. His exam and CT scans were otherwise unremarkable. And so appropriately, you know, he went on watch and wait. Now, over the next 6 months, things began to change for him. He started having numbness and tingling in his feet first and then his hands. And his serum IgM level had risen to about 1,900 milligrams per deciliter during that time. His hematocrit still remained pretty good. And this time, the repeat bone marrow biopsy showed that he had about 30% involvement. And given his progressing neuropathic symptoms, he had a neuropathy workup that was composed of an EMG study that showed that he had demyelinating peripheral neuropathy. And he also had a very positive anti-MAG antibody. That's the myelin-associated glycoprotein antibody. He did have Congo red staining to exclude amyloid, and that was negative. And so given the rapidity, which is kind of unusual to see peripheral neuropathy progressing that fast, you only see that really in a handful of cases, he went on and got plasmapheresis that improved his symptoms. And then he got rituximab, and during the course of the rituximab, he actually had a flare, and his IgM went up to about 4,300, and his neuropathy also got worse during that period of time. And, you know, the question that we often ask ourselves as oncologists is how we should manage somebody like this, whether we should just go ahead and give more rituximab, as would be the case. You know, we sometimes do the extended rituximab platform where we give 4 weekly infusions and repeat it at week 12, whether we should add another agent to the rituximab, whether we should just abandon rituximab and start new, whether we should do pheresis immediately and then consider one of the other options, or to actually do a further diagnostic workup to see if the patient is progressing and that this doesn't represent a flare.